You really don't think I'm going to let you pull a thermal detonator, do you? Jaina asked. That trick's as old as my mother.
I'm just trying to show you something, Myrta said. Something that will make you want to help us.
I really doubt that's possible. When Jaina sensed no dishonesty in Myrta's presence, she released her force grasp and said, But go ahead and try.
You Jedi.
Myrta pulled a small vid receiver from her pouch, then activated it and punched in a few codes. After a moment, she smiled and turned the vid receiver so Jaina could see it.
Always underestimating Mandalorians.
The display was small. The image it showed even smaller, and it took Jaina a moment to make out what she was seeing. Even then, she did not quite believe her eyes. The screen showed one of the smooth, polished cells that pass for VIP quarters in Nicol One. Seated in the corner, slumped in a large flow-form chair with one hand raised toward his brow and his yellow eyes focused vacantly on the floor, was the brooding, dark-cloaked figure of her brother. Darth Kydus, alone, deep in meditation and vulnerable. Jaina understood almost instantly.
That's what Fett was doing when I left, tapping into the surveillance system.
Not tapping.
There was a note of jolly good humor to Batok's correction.
Taking.
Myrta continued to hold the vid receiver, allowing Jaina to study the image as long as she liked. It was hard to believe it might be so easy, that all she had to do was watch her brother's cell until he was meditating or sleeping or doing any of a dozen other things that would leave him vulnerable.
Okay, Jaina said. Maybe I do want to help you, but we have to do it my way or you're on your own.
As long as your way includes killing the Moffs.
Sure,
replied Myrta. Even with a comm feed into Nicol One's surveillance system and help from the Verpine Resistance Network, the trip down from the surface had been one nerve-wracking dash after another. Jaina and the Mandalorians were literally steaming sweat into the closed confines of their makeshift observation post inside the data assimilation chamber, and the air inside had grown as muggy as it was sour. The Verpine technicians kept coming over to ask the humans to stop perspiring so heavily, explaining that the extra humidity would soon begin to wreak havoc with the delicate circuitry of the Verpatron cyberbrains that were streaming updates to the giant holo displays out in the strategic planning forum. When that happened, Jaina knew, Myrta would strike whether or not they knew Kydus's location. Nearly the entire Moff Council was gathered in the strategic planning forum, discussing the imminent arrival of the fleets of Admirals Dalla and Nyathol, and no Mandalorian would let pass an opportunity to eliminate so many targets at once. Jaina finished scrolling through the feeds on her borrowed vid receiver, then shook her head in disgust. There had been no sign of her brother in any of the monitored chambers, no hint that he'd even passed down one of the asteroid's spotless tunnels. Nicol One's security system had simply lost track of him. Jaina glanced over and found an image of the strategic planning forum on the display of Myrta's vid receiver. Most of the small screen was filled with an image of the holo displays the Moffs were studying, so that the room looked like a tiny yellow dot representing the system's sun, surrounded by an inner ring of floating stones, the Roche asteroid field, depicted far larger than true scale. In front of the hologram, 20 speck-sized humans sat clustered together near the bottom of a dozen rows of theater-style seating.
Hear anything useful? Jaina asked.
Plenty.
Myrta removed the sound plug from her ear.
Just nothing that's gonna help us find your brother.
She disconnected the vid receiver's audio jack, and human voices began to spill from the speaker, surprisingly clear and resonant.
Should have listened to Kydus after all,
a deep, refined voice was saying.
It certainly seems he was correct about this conquest. We're lucky that suicide run on the Dominion only killed two of us.
Very lucky,
added a raspy-voiced jokester.
Considering the two Moffs we lost.
The interruption drew a round of hearty laughter. Then refined voice continued.
Yes, I suppose every catastrophe has its positive side. But now we've lost the Harbinger as well. And with the Hapens, Dalla, and Nyathol all converging on us, that certainly won't be the last Star Destroyer we lose.
Kydus's intelligence was better than ours this time,
replied a Durasteel-voiced man.
I'll give you that, but that hardly means we should present him with the dozens of Star Destroyers we have in the Roche system. Even if we were inclined to turn the Empire over to the bad seed of a common spice runner and his gutter-crawling princess, which I sincerely hope we're not.
A chorus of amused snorts confirmed that the Moffs were not.
Kydus has hardly proven himself worthy of our confidence. That mess at Fondor was very nearly the Alliance's undoing.
Hear, hear!
Boomed a thick-tongued Moff.
Kydus is no Palpatine, I can tell you that.
Myrta thumbed the volume down, then said,
That's the gist of what they've been talking about. Most of them seem to like the idea of joining with the Galactic Alliance to form a new empire, but only if it's under their control.